Before we begin this Fairly Challenged show, our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Tonight, we're definitely going to be taking a step down tonight, getting in lieu of American Thanksgiving, and we're reminiscing about some TV holiday specials. And Johnny, let's start it off.
Yeah, but hey, the first one definitely comes to everybody's mind. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Definitely.
Classic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I have Charlie Brown on my list, too, so I guess Charlie Brown actually had two episodes. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and This Is America, Charlie Brown, the Mayflower Voyagers. Which, that special was definitely unique.
Thank goodness they play it back to back now.
Oh, yeah. So, if you miss out on it, you at least get to watch it when they air it.
I do believe this year that episode will be on Wednesday night, I think.
Oh, awesome. So, if anyone wants to check out those episodes, definitely want to tune into them. And we go from Bo Charlie Brown to MASH, the Yule Brickyard, which MASH classic TV series. Definitely something that families definitely could be entertained by, let alone have that ability to just enjoy something that is that's different and unique. Johnny, what's next on your list of 10?
Sorry about that.
You're good.
My allergies decided to stack up right during the podcast.
No.
But anyway.
That's the worst.
Number two, Arnold's Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Shows no matter how weird you are, you can all come together.
Oh, yeah.
It shows it's okay to be weird. It's okay to be yourself.
Yeah.
But, Thanksgiving does not go perfectly.
Yeah. And also,
there will be bumps in the road.
Oh, yeah. And it shows how much families want.
Because we all have our dysfunctions.
Oh, yeah. And it's a great way to show that it's okay to have the dysfunctional family members, or it's that kind of like, oh, okay, it's okay. Nothing strange, nothing out of the ordinary. It's just family being family. Can't complain about that. And definitely a staple to watch, especially if see if it's on Nick Rewind as well.
Yeah. I guess our dogs are deciding to bark right now.
Yep. Good old live broadcasting.
Yeah.
Which never get old. Which does not feel.
Like I said, we bumps in the road. Like.
Yeah.
It's all good. Anyway.
My third, fourth on my list is The Vampire Diaries, which really show it's a newer series. Recently what ended its run in 2018. Very good series. Sci-fi. But it definitely shows how much you can make a family and how people can come together no matter what. As well as showing that it's okay to be different as well. And family is very much, the family construct could be so different too.
It could, because we all disagree on something.
Mhm. Oh yeah.
It's even true for 2019.
Oh yeah.
And there's a lot we can complain about, but
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, we're family.
Mhm. What's next on your list? On your top 10? Since
Bob's Burgers always puts out a good Thanksgiving special.
Oh yeah, their holiday episodes in general are awesome. Which can't really.
Good thing all the reruns this week are all those episodes.
Mhm. Which is awesome in of itself.
Like the one where I'm not going to spoil it.
No, don't. Because if they're airing it, yeah, don't spoil it. Because
even though they're a couple
people,
years old, but.
Oh, yeah. It's still, people could go back and rewatch, too. So
you can't go wrong with a Bob's Burgers section or episode.
Nope. Oh, yeah. Definitely something you definitely should check out.
What else we got here?
My next one on my list is Boy Meets World, which runs the gamut out with their holiday episodes. Especially being from the 90s, there's always great holiday specials coming out.
Seems like the 90s was great for that.
Oh, yeah. And they really pushed boundaries and pushed pushed what was really acceptable.
What is normal? Like,
mm-hmm.
like the Hollywood, like,
mm-hmm.
they showed like real people.
Oh yeah, definitely went through a situational.
But not like real people, but real situations.
Oh yeah. Which always is just great to see the changes as well as.
And you learned a lesson too.
Oh, yeah. Which always is helpful. Which definitely puts a, which really does make a difference. Instead of just doing something for the sake of...
Not like, well, I just entertain you for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of great series. There's a lot of great things that go on. It's one thing to have... It's one thing to just have the ability to actually see what really goes on, what they're actually doing to make these shows work and series work, too.
It's like they creatively push the boundaries a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Like whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Okay. Oh yeah.
It's like the Simpsons always do good. The whole Fox animated lineup does it good with Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah.
Here, the Simpsons, Family Guy.
Oh yeah.
Even King of the Hill back in the day, they
Oh, yeah. Which really makes you think about this, how much shows and how many, what actually goes on, too. And we can't forget about, Smallville, which really never, it was never, it took place during Thanksgiving. It really wasn't friend-centered, it's Thanksgiving. It was more of a atmosphere being Thanksgiving, which does matter.
Kind of like, I'm getting a little late, but kind of like how Die Hard is like Christmas in the air, but
oh yeah,
it causes arguments. Like,
it's yeah, yes, it is still Christmas, and it's okay to consider it Christmas when it's basically still a form of holiday, may not have a Christmas bow attached, but it's still Christmas. Next time we can't forget about Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. As well as the Philadelphia Parade.
Yeah, Philly Parade, the oldest one in the country.
Yeah.
100, selling 100 parades this year.
Wow. That's awesome.
Is it a big show on Thursday morning?
That's cool. That's awesome. And it really shows how long it actually lasts.
Yeah.
And
it's actually amazing. It's actually older than the one in New York. It's what people think of New York as the big one.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it is the big one, it's not the oldest one.
Right. Makes sense.
Just like a Thanksgiving episode, you just learned something.
Mm-hmm. And it's always good to just learn and really think about this, think about what's actually going on. Without being in a place where it's great to be able to learn. It's great to be able to see and watch series and specials that bring up, have those Thanksgiving elements as well.
I forgot one.
Oh.
What about Roseanne / the Conners?
Oh, yeah. There's so many of
boundaries.
Oh, yeah. And who could forget Rugrats as well?
They had a turkey who came to dinner where they actually had a live turkey.
Oh, yeah. And also Arrow, which is now going to be ending this year, had a Thanksgiving episode. And can't forget about Home Improvement, which the one memorable episode I remember is the one entitled Thanksgiving. So it really puts things into perspective how much our lists, our top 10 lists, are such a variety as well.
Yep.
There's always something that you can see, especially with what's on TV currently. It really shows the difference. It definitely shows how much people are willing to go to make the series what they are as well.
Never you think like a chosen show would actually resonate years later.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
That's how good they were back in the day.
Oh yeah, that's a definite. And on that note, I think
I think we'll go eat some turkey. How about you?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
And on that note, we'll be back at the start of December, which maybe we'll be bringing up Copa and this whole YouTube,
this
creator
YouTube
issue.
Kid.
Yeah.
Debacle.
It's definitely shaking up the many YouTube communities.
Yeah.
From what I could tell. So I guess you're going to have to stay tuned for that. And much more to come. That note, for those in the U.S. celebrating American Thanksgiving, have a happy Thanksgiving. And we'll see you.
Be nice to each other.
Yes. and definitely spend time with family. That's what matters during this time of year. And if you're not in the U.S. celebrating Thanksgiving, have a good rest of your week, and see you next week. Same time, same place. That note.
Good night, everybody.